Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. All right, today's iTunes review of the week is brought to you by CHayes77. I am so happy to have found this podcast. I look forward to listening to the new episode every week. I just finished the latest episode on lifting weights and loved it. I listened to it 3 times because it's so informative. I feel like I have a trainer in my ear when I listened and a friend to chat with, along with the things I love. Fitness. Oh, thank you so much, C. Hayes. That just fills my heart so full. So anyone else has a review, please absolutely share it with me. I love this and I appreciate every single review that I get. It just melts my heart that I am sharing the information that is going to be helpful for you to make sure that health and fitness is easy for you. Hey, Magic Makers. Today, wow, what a good conversation I had with Miss Chelsea Kaler. It was all about how do you stop a cheat meal from turning into a cheat snowball, a total bender. And today, it was really comforting. Some of the, you know, techniques that she has given you to help you really say, you know, this is my treat meal and this is going to be okay. Giving yourself permission so that you're not living in this restriction. You know, she's all about being damn happy and damn healthy. I really enjoyed this conversation and I know you will too because, you know, she talks a lot about how do you fuel your body as well as fueling your soul. And gosh, man, that just hit me like right in the heart. You know what? Fueling your soul, man, that is just something. So have a listen and give me some feedback. Let me know what you think of this amazing conversation. Are you one of those people who are always, you know, in that on again, off again, that yo-yo circle, and you just want to break free? This is the episode that you want to listen to, and you might want to share it with a friend.
Oh, magic makers. Okay. So I keep telling you, I made this list, right? So if you ever want anything in your life, make a list, right? Write that shit down on a piece of paper and say, these are all the things that you want to come true. Because when you do it, whoa, shit comes true. So I wrote down on my list, I wanted to talk about food obsession. I wanted to talk about food freedom. And I found this lovely lady. Her name is Chelsea Kaler, and she is just like a rock star. And we are going to talk today all about how do cheat meals not turn into like the runaway express where you're like, release the hounds, it's going down. And she's got some great strategies to help you with that. And if this is something that you struggle with, you have a friend who struggles with it, you better screenshot this and make sure you tag that girl on this podcast. Chelsea, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I love your energy. I'm so excited already. I think that we already talked about that. It's like that equal match of energy makes this even that much more fun. I cannot wait to dive into this topic. It's something I'm so passionate about and something I teach on the daily. So this is just going to be a great conversation. I can't wait to dive in.
Well, one of the things that attracted me to you was, you know, she has a podcast too. Again, I'm going to link it in the show notes so you can listen because it's really awesome. It's called Finding Your Happiest and Healthiest. And I absolutely love that because so many of us, we think healthy, I can't be happy.
You're right. And my like podcast and personal brand is called Damn Happy, Damn Healthy. And one thing that I teach and I like to stress to women is the whole idea that like, one thing I say is that you can't have your happy without your healthy, and you can't have your healthy without your happy. So it's like we have this constant struggle that we feel like in order to be healthy, I have to sacrifice my happy. But then sacrificing your happy, like that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to end up in this like wonderful relationship with yourself or your life. So I like to think that those two things go hand in hand, and you can't sacrifice one to have the other. You have to find the balance between the two of them. And that's why I bring up this with this topic on food freedom.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny when you talked about that, about being happy, and I feel like so many of us get caught in the life is a grind, life is a hustle, you know, life is like insert all the negative words, and that we've lost track that, you know, we can control our destiny.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. And I think that goes hand in hand with like health and fitness and life, and like, it's all the things and how like we sometimes like separate it. I was just talking about this in my free Facebook community the other day about how we all of a sudden think about like life and happiness, and then have that be in one category. And then we bring fitness and nutrition, and that's like in addition to, it's like something we also do instead of something that is all together, making it a part of your life instead of an addition to your life. So I think that when it comes to finding your happiest, healthiest, most confident self, it's a matter of finding balance between all the things, that rather than thinking like, oh, I've got to grind, oh, I've got to do these things that aren't fun, oh, I've got to do these things that don't feel good in order to get happy. Well, that happy is never going to be coming because you're constantly grinding and frustrated. And then that's just going to be a never ending cycle for you.
125%. You know, I think people, I don't know who started this rumor, but I really, you know, people like yourself and myself are going to definitely like start to like make this change, that in order to have what I want, it has to be hard, right? Or if I don't choose the hard path, right? You know, like if, you know, it's like, I think of it as like skiing. You know, if I was skiing, would I choose the double black diamond with all the moguls and all the jumps? Or would I be like, hey, there's a green path over here to the right, I'm going to choose that.
I'm 100% choosing the green path. My husband's probably choosing the other one, right? To be honest, but I'm choosing the green path because it's like, if you can get the same destination and like get to the same destination, like by doing something the really hard way or something a way that feels really good for you, it's a no-brainer. It's always like we're trying to like force something to fit that doesn't fit when it comes to the health and fitness industry. It's like everybody assumes that there's like this one size fits all. I always joke and I'm like, just because Sally's doing this plan doesn't mean that like Sally's plan is going to work ideally for you. Just because Sally eats this doesn't mean you're going to eat exactly like Sally and see the same results, because you have to find your own path. You have to find your own version of healthy.
It's so funny that you said that, because I was just talking about intermittent fasting, and a client of mine said, oh, I want to try intermittent fasting. I'm like, okay, great. And I said, have you ever done it before? And she's like, well, I did it last time, but I sucked at it. I was like, okay, so what, you know, what was sucky about intermittent fasting? She's like, well, I just didn't like the times. And I go, so you know, you can change the times, right? And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I go, the only, you know, quote unquote rule is the amount of time that you stop eating. I go, you determine when you stop eating. And I was like, when I did it, like, there's no way I'm eating at 6 o'clock. Like that just never happens. I cannot even think about eating dinner until at least 7:30, 8 o'clock. So I was like, I would fail at intermittent fasting, because if I said I couldn't eat after six, I would literally be dying. And she's like, I never thought of it like that. And I was like, I go, so many of women get so vapor locked into the rules that they don't take a step back and say, how do I make this work for me?
Yeah. And always, I love that you brought that up, because I always like to tell like my members and clients and followers that it's so important to take health and fitness and make it fit your life instead of flipping your life upside down to fit health and fitness. Like flipping your life upside down over and over and over again, you're going to be constantly falling on and off of that wagon. And figuratively, that's really painful. I mean, if it was the reality of falling on and off a wagon, that's going to hurt. And it hurts figuratively too. So think about that for your emotions, for your well-being, like being in this constant struggle, touch and go with health and fitness. Like, quit changing your life to fit health and fitness and change health and fitness to fit your life.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest principles. I was like, you know, you've been through this before. It's like, how many times, how many gymnastics lessons do I have to take before I realize, I'm like, you know what? I'm never going to be that, like, you know, Olympic gymnast. I'm not going to be Kerry Shrug winning the gold medal. And so I'm done. I'm done trying to, like, be something that is just not my life.
Exactly. Yeah. It's something that I literally, which I know we have time, but I could talk about this for hours and hours and hours. I know. So it's like, I could keep going.
I know, exactly. But let's get on topic. Kim, you know, you need to get on topic. And for those of you, my magic makers listening, you guys know, I could go down a rabbit hole like nobody's business. So the topic is cheat meals to food freedom. And so you've experienced this as well as I have, that I've seen clients, and I'm guilty of this too, that, you know, it starts with pizza.
Yep.
That pizza tastes delicious. I'm going to have two slices. Mm-hmm. Well, then I might have a glass of wine. So then my thought is, well, since I've had the wine, might as well have that third or fourth piece of pizza. Or can we have the cheesy bread or whatever else?
Or chocolate goes good with wine, so let's throw in some chocolate.
Right. So it just, like, it's like kind of like this, it's a stair step of like, well, since I've already done it, fuck it. let's go for it.
yes. I can totally resonate. And I've dealt with this with clients, like you said, but in the beginning of my health and fitness journey, like, I dealt with this on a personal level. It was like that whole mindset, and we've all done it and we've all heard about it. Eat clean, do really well, crush it Monday through Friday lunch. I always say, like, Monday through Friday lunch, the second Friday comes around, you're like, yes, I'm going to have my cheat meal. I'm really going to enjoy myself tonight, but I'm going to do it with control. Like, I've got this.
Right.
Well, then the second you go from all that restriction and all that, like, I can only have this mode, and then you give yourself a little bit of freedom. Well, that freedom is like giving a child a bowl of candy and telling them they can have one piece. Like, right. they're not going to have one piece. We all know that. And exactly. It's the same thing for us. So that Friday cheat meal turns into a Friday binge, and then a Saturday, could be Saturday hangover or Saturday feeling bad about yourself. So let's just dive into the ice cream. And then it hits Sunday and you're frustrated, you're feeling guilty, and you're back to square one meal prepping for the week ahead.
Right. Right. And so one of the things I always tell my clients is, like, you know, the big thing I always say for most of us, most of us don't live those lives, especially now in Rona times. Most of us don't live those lives where, like, spontaneous events happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know, like, you know, if you look at your calendar, you know if it is an event coming up that week. And so I always say, hey, make a plan, right? Mm-hmm. So that you can say, all right, Friday night's going to come, and maybe you're going out with your sweetie, and we're going to go out to dinner, and you're going out to your favorite place. And I don't want you to deny yourself of having, you know, maybe they're known for whatever they're known for, but be able to say, you know, I'm going to go out Friday night, I'm going to have this dinner, and it's going to be okay. So that on Saturday morning, you're not playing the, like, oh, game, or I got to go to the gym and I got to do, you know, 400 of this and 400 of that in order to burn it off
and make up for it. I love the idea of having a plan. I think that that's something that sometimes we sort of, like, forget about, like, prepare for what's coming up. We prepare for the healthy, like, we prepare, we do all the meal prep, we do all the good stuff leading up to the healthy, but like we've got to mentally prepare ourselves for the not so healthy, more indulgent meals as well too. And I think from a mindset standpoint, I always like to teach is like on those days where you know you've got an event coming up or you've got something coming up where you want to enjoy yourself. And y'all, damn happy, damn healthy world, my world, enjoyment is there's a plethora of it. Like we aren't sacrificing on the enjoyment. If you want to do that, then things that you can think about throughout the day are maybe not over restricting throughout the day. So you don't go into that meal starving, because if you go into it starving, the overindulgent is way more likely to happen. And thinking about maybe already having your Saturday breakfast planned and ready to go, like having a healthy breakfast planned and ready to rock, and just different little mindset shifts and tricks that you can do around that event that set you up for success and set you up for success, not only to be really successful at that meal, but really successful just stepping right back into your routine after the fact.
I like that. So, you know, you're like, you know, not only do I have my plan for Friday night. So, you know, it could be taking, actually going to the website, looking at the menu and saying, this is what I'm going to have.
Yes, right. So that's a great one.
Mm-hmm. So that you go in there and you're not like, you know, whoa, especially like, you know, a restaurant like the Cheesecake Factory, like they have a small town yellow pages for their menu. So it's like, you go in and like, you know, this is what you're going to have. And, yes. And you're like, and you know, safe room for the cheesecake. Like, come on, like, you know, especially at a place is known for something. You know, I live in New England and there is a, if I go on vacation, there's a place that's known for like amazing ice cream. So for me to go on vacation to this place and be like, oh, I'm not going to have this amazing ice cream. Like, why would I torture myself like
that? Yeah, what's the point?
Right. Or why would I, you know, be like, oh, I'm just going to have a lick. What? Like, I'm going to make a plan for it. But I also like how you said on the other side. So it's like, this is what Friday's going to look like. What's Saturday look like? So that, you know, maybe I book a class, you know, maybe I book a class so that I know that I'm not going to have 50 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
So that I'm
you
not
going to get up. Yeah.
I got to get up so that I'm not going to feel hungover for, you know, the spin class or whatever class you know, book for, or that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and, you know, I'm already going to have my breakfast prepped so that it's just a matter of me sitting there and eating a healthier breakfast so that I'm like, okay, I'm back on track.
And one tip, I love that you are providing tips for during the meal. And this is like my golden tip that I love giving people when it comes to trying to decide whether to indulge on something or whether not to. So I love that you brought up the ice cream and the cheesecake. So for me, like, I'll be honest, I am not a huge cheesecake lover, which we all have things that we don't love. Right. Ice cream, absolutely love it. Like, I'm going for the ice cream. So I always like to say, you guys, like, if you don't love something, then don't indulge on it.
Exactly.
So if you love it, eat it. If you like it, just leave it. Like, if it's just a like, or if it's just like so-so for you, just because you're at a restaurant or just because you're doing this whatever experience or having this whatever meal, like, it doesn't mean that you're like obligated to overindulge on all the things. If you don't love something, then is it really that worth like indulging on? And ask yourself that question before you dive in. So like for me at a restaurant, I would much rather indulge on like my like entree or like my main piece of my meal than like eating a bunch of appetizers or eating a bunch of French fries or getting desserts at the end. So it's kind of like a give and take sort of game. If you're going in and you absolutely love the cheesecake, well, then maybe it's time to be a little bit more mindful on the entree. And it's not to say that you can't like enjoy yourself, but maybe instead of getting a burger and fries, you get a burger and a salad because you want that cheesecake. So kind of keeping that in mind as you're going in for the indulgences, like, do I really love this or am I just eating it because it's in front of me?
Right. And I really like that whole thought process because I think when you kind of go in with, the give and take, like if this, then that. And I like that a lot because one of my good friends, you know, she calls it, you're blending, not banning. So it's
like, I love that.
So it's like, you know, maybe it's like, I'm thinking special occasion. So maybe it is special occasion and you probably are going to have dessert, but maybe if you take, and you know, they always give you the free dessert. And so sometimes a free dessert, right? Like you would have picked something else. But I always say, if I take 3 bites and after 3 bites, I'm not rolling my eyes back up in my head, then I'm like, why eat it? Or maybe you're not a dessert person. And maybe you're like, you know what, instead of dessert, I would rather have that extra glass of wine. Mm-hmm. Right. So I always tell my clients, like, depending on what's going on with you, you might be like, no dessert, I'm having alcohol.
Yep.
Or you're like, you know what, I'm going to have 1 glass of wine so I can have the dessert. Or maybe you're having 2 glasses of wine and you're not having dessert. So you're still kind of like, it's so funny. I'm like using my hands like you guys can see me. But it's like, so imagine me like going with the yin and the yang. I'm lifting and lowering my right hand. Like, you know, it's like, it's a give and take. And, but one meal might be very different than the other. Maybe next week I'm like, I don't really want wine. I'm going ham on that dessert. Or maybe you're like, you know what? They have my favorite, bring on the Kim Crawford and a straw. Like you have, you know, as we said, you make the rules, right?
Yeah. And yeah.
If you make the rules so strict, life's going to suck.
And the one thing that I always like to point out, and this is just like something that weighs really heavy on my heart when it comes to this topic, that whole idea of finding food freedom and not feeling stressed about these meals that we're talking about. And this is like another like golden tip that I love to give is like, rather than going into each day with the mindset of like, this is a clean eating day, this is a weekend day, so I'm going to eat more indulgent food. Instead, going to every single day with the exact same mindset. And I always say, how can you fuel your body? How can you fuel your soul? Like, those are the two biggest things that you should ask yourself every day. Because if you don't restrict Monday through Friday lunch, if you don't tell yourself you can't have stuff, then that Friday meal isn't going to be overly indulgent because you didn't tell yourself you couldn't have wine Monday through Friday. You had a glass of wine on Tuesday. So when it hits Friday and you're having wine again, it's not like you want 5 glasses because, hey, you filled that void or filled that need on Tuesday too. So it's not like you have this like need to like get it all because you don't know when you're going to get it again, that kind of thing.
And, you know, and like you hit the nail on the head. Like it's kind of like the feast or famine, you know, like in, like in olden times, you know, when we couldn't get food whenever the hell we wanted, there were just certain things that like when you did get them, like you just gorged yourself on.
Yeah.
Them. Mm-hmm. And so I always, you know, I always say to my clients, I'm like, yeah, I want you to go out. And if somebody's like, wow, I'm so afraid to go out to eat. And I'm like, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It breaks my heart that people are afraid of restaurants. And it breaks my heart that like, that, you know, women sit there and they're just like paralyzed when they do look at a menu. Like, you know, and as you said, instead of saying, this is my good day, this is my bad day, because that makes me crazy when people are like, so how many cheat days do I get? And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Like,
yeah, I agree.
When you meet that special person, are you like, so how many days do I get to cheat on you? Like, you never say that. So why would we do the same thing about food? Where I like how you're saying, you know, like, how am I going to fuel my body today? And like in earlier, as we talked, most of us don't have these surprise events. Like we know when we're, you know, going to a wedding or a baby shower or going out to dinner with friends, you're like, plan that out so that you know that that's my fun meal.
Yeah.
It's my fun meal, not my fun day.
You're right. And I love that you include that. And one of the things that comes up for me as you say that is when we go into, like, for example, when we restrict, like, I always like to say to people, are the habits you're putting in place right now ones that you can see yourself doing a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? So if you're in like, okay, I'm going to restrict myself through the week, I'm going to enjoy myself on the weekends. Like, do you want to always have to say no to margaritas with your girlfriends on a Tuesday? Like, I don't. Like, I want to have the freedom to be able to say yes to fun meals whenever I want to. And it's because you can. Like, you can enjoy yourself whenever you want to. It's just a matter of finding the balance between and eliminating the whole idea of a cheat meal anyway, like in a cheat day or whatever that may look like. Because if you go into every single day with that same mindset, then yeah, hell yes, on a Tuesday, I'm going to say yes when my girlfriend asks me to go for Margs. I'm not going to say like, oh, like, well, my cheat meal isn't until Friday, so I can't go.
Right.
Like, absolutely not. Like, I want the margaritas and the chips and salsa and the fajitas.
Right.
All the things.
What's so funny? So, like, you, every person I do a podcast with, I literally take notes. So, you said a bunch of good stuff right there. So, step one, I love to give yourself permission, right? Because mm-hmm. I think we live in a self-imposed rules. Like, yep. We made up these rules. And, you know, a lot of my women, they're over 40. So some of these rules have been around for a long freaking time. Like, they don't even, and maybe so long that they're not even sure, did I make up this rule? Is it like, you know, a rule that like a trainer told me like 20 years ago? Is it something mm-hmm. I read on the interweb? And I remember I was raising my hand, I'm guilty. You know, if there's a support group, maybe I should start one. Like, I had a lot of fucking rules and I slowly had to break the rules, but I love to give yourself permission to just experiment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, so like, I know for a lot of my women, like, they go off the rails. Like, they like, oh, I don't go to restaurants because I go off the rails, or I don't go to parties because I go off the rails. And that's like, you know, how do you talk to someone like, okay, yes, they're like, I want permission. But you're like, how do I go kind of like, I'm out of like food jail. Like, how do I not go crazy after, you know, being in food jail for 20 years?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that the first thing is that whole idea with every meal, going into it with that mindset that I said before, and it's, how can I fuel my body and how can I fuel my soul? Mm. Sometimes fueling your body wins. Sometimes fueling your soul wins. And that like returns to my mission and vision is of damn happy and damn healthy. So the damn happy comes from fueling your soul. If you sacrifice happiness, that's sacrificing things that fuel your soul. And fueling your soul doesn't always have to be food related. Like, yeah. It can be if you love to dance, if you love to sing, if you love to chat with a girlfriend, like, it can be many different ways. It can be a piece of cheesecake. It can be a glass of wine. So I think that shifting your mindset, going into meals, going into life, thinking that way, because if you're thinking about both those things, look to where you've gotten right now, doing things the way that you've done them. You're still frustrated. You're still not confident in your body. You're still feeling like you're in this like horrible relationship with your health and fitness. So in order to, I mean, it's that saying, like, if you do the same thing over and over and over again, expect to get the same results. So absolutely. Try something different and go into it with this new mindset. And I think that by doing that, people can start to realize that this whole idea of balance doesn't mean restrict and binge, restrict and binge. Mm-hmm. This whole idea of balance means every day looks the same. And I think that that question alone, how can I fuel my body today? How can I fuel my soul today? Sometimes that soul food is food. It's real food. Sometimes right. that soul food is exercise. Sometimes that soul food is hanging out with your girlfriend. And I think that that's my biggest piece of advice is that mindset shift. Instead of saying, I'm going to flip my life upside down to make this health and fitness routine work. Instead, you're going to make this health and fitness routine fit your life. That's the shift.
Right. And I also liked one of the things you said about reframing the meal, right? So instead of this meal being the end all be all, like and romanticizing the meal, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when we romanticize relationships, and in our mind we're like, oh my god, it's gonna be so awesome, mm-hmm. and when we get together this is gonna happen, and like we like build it up so much, and then when we get to it, it might not, like, the chef might have a bad night and it's just okay, and like mm-hmm. we've mm-hmm. just like in our head, we're like, oh my God. You know, it's kind of like, I'm going to tell you, like, I'm not one of those people who watch Academy Award winning movies, right? So it's kind of like those Academy Award winning movies. Everyone's like, oh my God, it won the Academy Award. It's so awesome. Then you see it, you're like, it was okay, right?
Yes, yes.
You know, you get caught up in the hype. You're riding the wave of the hype. And then all of a sudden you get to it and you're just like, oh, that's it? Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Wasn't, you know, someone told me that the, you know, their cheesecake was the most amazing cheesecake on the planet. And it was just, it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just one of those things that it's just like, we do the same thing over and over again and we expect to like feel amazing or feel different. But if we constantly sacrifice our happiness, then you're going to be back to square one. And this is just something random that I thought of as you're talking about cheesecake and talking about things. I'm like, one thing I always like to remind people too is like every piece of food, every meal that you eat should taste really damn awesome. And absolutely. I think that that's one thing that sometimes when it comes to like sacrifice and restriction and binging and cheat meals, and like we lose sight of like food is meant to be enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And so if every single piece of food that you've put into your mouth tastes good and you thoroughly enjoy it, then the need for a cheat meal doesn't necessarily feel like a need anymore. So I always like to say, like, I thoroughly enjoy every meal I eat. And I like put my hand up and swear by that, because if you don't enjoy what you're eating every day, then of course the cheat meals are going to turn into binge mode. And of course you're going to feel guilty, but don't be afraid to fuel your body and your soul in the same meal. So like if a salad, I always tell people, if a salad is how you're going to fuel your body, but you don't really love salad, but that's going to be your choice. Well, if putting dressing on it is going to help you enjoy it, that your favorite dressing, and it's going to give you the flavor and it's going to help you continue to eat salad day to day, it's going to help you not feel like you want to eat an entire pizza that night, then put dressing and croutons on your salad. Like, I don't right. care. Like, it's like, find a balance, like eat right. the healthy food, but also eat stuff that tastes good. Like, I got so sick and tired of eating like chicken, plain chicken, broccoli, and rice. Like, I don't know how often I ate that. I feel like that's like the go-to meal.
Oh my God, yes.
I've talked to my sister about this before when she was like on a health kick a few years back. And she's like, oh my, like she would eat the same thing every single meal. And yes. I'm like, no wonder you're like never able to like, and she's doing fabulous right now. Side note, she's like living a damn happy, damn healthy life, has found her balance. But back then it was like, girl, you are eating the same thing. And no wonder you want to go eat an entire pizza, because that's disgusting. Like, that can't taste right. good. Like, that's not fun to eat.
100%. It's funny you say that, because I always, you know, when I'm coaching my clients, like there's some clients who it's like Groundhog's Day. And before I even open up their food log, I know what they had. And I'm like, yep. And my memory's shit. But I'm like, I open up, I'm like, oh, here's Sarah. Oh, blueberries on her oatmeal with a scoop of protein powder. Oh, chicken. Oh, she had a sweet potato instead of brown rice this week. All right. But like, it's just, it's just Groundhog's Day. And she's one of those people who tells me she can't go out to dinner. And I was like, you can't go out to dinner because you eat the same boring shit day in and day out. So that when you do go out to dinner, there's flavor, there's different food that you're eating. And your brain is like, sweet Georgia Brown, this is what,
like,
food.
Give me all. Give me it all. Right. Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it's, if you like what you're eating, great. I go, but maybe it's change one thing. Instead of having blueberries, for the love of God, buy a mango. Like,
yeah. Uh-huh. And we get bored. People get bored. Like, think about how easily, like, students get bored in a class, or you get bored at work, or like whatever it is you do day to day. We so easily like get bored, and we don't have a very good like attention span just as humans in general. And the same thing happens with food. So if you're bored with your food, then you're going to overindulge. You're going to go for the things that have more flavor. But if you constantly mix it up, constantly incorporate new flavors and increase like the variety in your day-to-day eating routine, the boredom isn't going to set in, and you're no longer going to feel like that need to overindulge, because
right.
you're eating things that are have a really high satiety level. Like you're enjoying it.
Right. And, you know, I always, you know, people is like, when you say variety, like people like start to freak out thinking like, oh, Monday, this is some, you know, every meal is ridiculously different. No, it's literally something as simple as like one meal you put like salt on it. One meal you put garlic on it. Like it's just, yeah. It can be just as simple as that. Or, you know, I always say like I cook two types of chicken, you know, one's on the grill. Sometimes I throw the other one in the crock pot. So I'm like, I have grilled and I have crock pot chicken and it's mm-hmm. just two different flavor profiles.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it doesn't keep me bored. And I laugh about the salad.
Yeah. And the salads, like I was just going to tell, like, say maybe you cook chicken on a Sunday and that's like your meal prepped protein. So you're a salad girl. Like you like to prep salads. Well, maybe your Monday salad is a like Mexican style chicken salad. So you use salsa, you add avocado, you do something like that in regard to your salad. Well, maybe your Tuesday salad is a chicken Cobb salad. So you add a hard boiled egg with it. You do a little bit more like different veggies. You use a different dressing. Like you can meal prep one item and create many different flavor profiles from one item.
Right. I laugh because so since lockdown, you know, my husband's been home and I eat a salad every single day for lunch. Like, uh-huh. That's just what uh-huh. I do. I'm like, I get all my veggies in that one meal. So yep. Probably about maybe 3 months ago, he's like, so are we always going to have salad? And I was like, well, what else do we have? And he's like, so like, could our salad maybe have some croutons on it? And some bacon bits.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I was like, sure. You know, like that, like, it's still, I mean, it's an accessory, right? Is he having handfuls of bacon bits on his salad? No, it's a couple mm-hmm. sprinkles, a couple sprinkles of some wonton strips. He's happy as a clam.
Yeah.
Lately now it's been sunflower seeds. It's just like these little things that make you happy. And so, you know, I always tell people it's like a preventative cheat. If I have a little feta on my salad and it keeps me from going ham later on in the day, mm-hmm. ham feta on your salad.
That's right. That is absolutely right. I couldn't have said it any better. Put the feta on your salad.
Right. You know, so it's like, I always say you throughout the day, find little things that like, you know, give you happiness, mm-hmm. you know, cause it's mm-hmm. like chicken, broccoli, and brown rice is always going to freaking be there. Right. Yep. But it's like, maybe on the chicken, maybe one day you put a piece of cheese on it. You're like, I just need this cheese today. Great.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you need the cheese, or maybe you are craving a sweet and you need something sweet with it. Like you can change it up. Like I think that monotonous eating style of like meal prepping the same thing over and over and over again leads to the binging, leads to the
100%.
Meals, leads yeah. to the guilt. Mm-hmm.
When my girls who go off the rails are the girls who are like, you know, my bubble, if I don't leave my food bubble, like I'm safe in this food bubble. I was like, okay, so how many times you lost your shit being in that bubble?
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like a sailor on shore leave. Like you want off the ship and you're going to get the fire, water and the dancing girls.
Yeah. And just like them asking themselves, or you prompting them, or me prompting my clients, asking them like, okay, so you're currently eating a total of 5 foods throughout the week. So I always think lifetime when I think of habits. So we're creating habits that can last a lifetime. That's the goal. Like we're not like, hey, let me do this for 20 days. Hey, let me do this for 3 months. It's like lifetime habits. What can we do? So if your flavor profile includes chicken, ground turkey, sweet potatoes, rice, and broccoli, and that's all you're ever eating, those things. So like, my like question, or the thing that I would propose to the people who are doing that, is like, so you're telling me, since you're saying these are lifetime habits that you're putting in place, you're telling me that for the rest of your life you're only going to eat those 5 foods. and that's like a reality check. It's like, oh, like, I mean, maybe like most of the time, actually no, like, and they start to get a little bit flustered when you say that. And it's because it's like, okay, then let's figure out a new plan, because this isn't something that you're going to be able to maintain for year after year after year after year.
I'm going to flip it on you, sister girl, because there are women that who are listening right now, and this mm-hmm. is no knock on you. This is no dig. This is us trying to open your mind, expand your horizons. There are women that I know legit who eat the same thing day in, day out, mm-hmm. or decades.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Decades. And, you know, I know, and for those of you who are like, oh, I can't cook, blah, blah. I ask you, like, trust me, I ain't going to burn it up. Like, I'm never going to win Iron Chef. But it's really simple to buy a store-bought marinade and marinate mm-hmm. your chicken. Mm-hmm. It's really mm-hmm. easy that 1 week in your ground turkey, you put in chili powder, and 1 week in your ground pepper, your ground beef, you put in Italian spice. Like, that's my variety, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, like, oh, and I should preface what I said. So if that's working for you, amazing. Like, if that works for you, you're happy, you're not struggling with the constant guilt or the constant binge, then way to go. If you go into Friday, you have a fun meal, and then you go back Monday through Friday, like, it's just your routine and it works and you found that balance and you love it, that's awesome. That's right. Your version of healthy. But exactly. If you are finding that you're doing that, eating those five foods, and every single weekend it's a binge, and then it's a guilt trip on Sunday, then right. it's time to change. So
Absolutely. That's
the big warning sign that I would pick up, because mm-hmm. obviously, like at the beginning when I said, every person's version of healthy looks different. So
right.
if Chelsea over here, me, eats a different thing for every meal, every single day, and that works for me, that works for me. If you, Sally, are eating the same thing every day, Monday through Friday, it works for you. You mix up your dinners, you have a fun meal, you go into the weekends feeling great, start Monday excited to dive back into your routine of eating, and it works for you, that's awesome. But if it's not working, then it's time to like give yourself a little reality check.
Yeah, 100%. I love that you added that like asterisk mm-hmm, to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I think we started the conversation this way, just like, it's not about the struggle, right? So
yeah.
if you are living the on again, off again lifestyle, you know, I don't want you to think, oh my God, I got to change all these things. No, pick something that's easy, right? So
yeah.
Is breakfast the easiest meal to change? Is it lunch? Is it dinner? You know, pick easy and then mm-hmm. kind of like play with it, you know, do some experiments, because I don't want you to this to become something, another rule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love that idea of picking one thing, because I think that the on again, off again, and falling off the wagon and all or nothing mindsets, it's because we try and do too much too fast. We dive in too quickly. We try and overhaul our life. We flip our lives upside mm-hmm. down, and then we fall off the wagon. So I love that you said one step, like maybe this week it's water. You want to increase your water intake and your meals remain the same, but that's still a huge freaking win. Like that's right. awesome. Yeah.
Right. Because mm-hmm. maybe that water crushes the cravings that you get that cause yeah. you to go off the rails. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love, you know, this is what I love when I meet people that I've never met in person, and there's just similar philosophies, and that, you know, you guys listening are able to take, I mean, if you didn't take some notes on this, like go back, listen. But you know, there were a lot of like nuggets, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to start using that. There were just so many great like tips that you can now feel comfortable and confident going out, having that treat meal, and not it turn into a snowball of release the hounds, right? Because we've yep. all had those days, and that sucks. Like that, the guilt that you put on yourself, the shame you put on yourself, like we're done. Those days are behind us. Like,
yeah, we don't want that.
We don't want that at all for you. So Chelsea, the one thing I always ask people as I wrap up my conversations is, what's one thing that makes you feel magical?
Makes me feel magical. Oh my gosh. Okay. I am going to say, it's hard to choose one thing. I love this question. I'm trying to decide whether I want to take it personal life or like professional life. I'm gonna take it. I'll do one of each because I'm struggling choose one.
Yes.
In my personal life, the one thing that makes me feel like most magical is honestly just like unplugged fun and just like laughter time with my family. Like nothing lights me up more than that. I come from a, like my immediate family, there's five of us and then two of us are married, my of the siblings, but my mom's family is just huge. There were nine kids on her side. So it's just like this huge family who just like is all intertwined and just amazing. And like, that lights me up. That makes me feel magical. And if I could do anything every day for the rest of my life, it would be spending time with my family. So that would be that thing. The other thing, as far as like my professional life, I think what lights me up the most and makes me feel the most magical is when I witness a woman on the other end having that click as far as like finding her health and fitness, her happiest self. Because the reason I created this brand and reason I created this damn happy, damn healthy mentality is because I got so sick and tired of seeing woman after woman just struggle with her health and fitness and just feel like it's a grind, feel like it's frustrating. So it's really magical for me to see someone like all of a sudden just like have that switch flick.
Yes.
And it's like they get it.
Yes.
That would be my professional one. So both of those are my two things. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Cause my mom's one of five kids. And so she's the only one who had two, and like, they all are like, it's a very extended family. And my husband has a very small family. So he's just like, he came to my house for Thanksgiving for the first time. And he's just like, whoa.
Ours is the same way. So like my dad's side is smaller and more intimate, but my mom's side is this like huge group of like 70 people that just like, it's crazy. So
yeah,
I love it. I love both, but the like craziness just lights me up. I love it so much.
Yeah. So this has been an awesome conversation. It's everything I wanted. And
I'm so glad to hear that. So glad to hear that.
And I'm so glad that we got to have this. So where can people find you on the socials?
Yes. So y'all, most of the time I hang out on Instagram. So if you really want to see my day-to-day life, see a little behind the scenes, see my dog, see my husband, I'm sharing a lot of stuff about them on there, as well as health and fitness stuff. That stuff's in the forefront as well too. I am at Chelsea Caller on Instagram. So real simple. Aside from that, I do have a podcast. It's called the Damn Happy, Damn Healthy Podcast. And we talk about things very similar to what we talked about today. We talk about life and fun and finding balance between your happy self and your healthy self. And then I would say the last place that if you really want an intimate connection with me, then hop on over to my Facebook community. And that is called Finding Balance. And I'll actually just have her tag that in the show notes, because Facebook links are long and I don't want you to have to remember it or write it down.
So we'll
get it there. So, and I talk about that on Instagram too. So if you want to find me, you want to connect with me, just hop on over to my Instagram and all the details will be there.
Yeah. Every link we've ever talked about, it will be in the show notes. You guys know, I like give you every link of my VA is like, shout out to Leanna. She's awesome. Cause she's like, girl, you forgot this link. Like, so I love her for keeping me on point. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today, Chelsea.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope everybody had some great takeaways and I hope to hear into this.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.